All right, check in with David on a couple of ticket texts. Get to the callers as well. Lions victory Monday. It's a hell of a job rallying up, but I think there are absolutely some red flags with it. We've given you some of the data. Keep winning. Make no mistake about it. But if the ultimate goal is a parade down Woodward, I'm more convinced than ever they need a pass rush. I've given you some of the data. If you want to throw it out because it doesn't align with the, you know, boner euphoria phase, that's fine. But I don't live that way. Sam Darnold having almost 3.3 seconds to throw the ball, you having a grand total of 15 pressures on a 60% blitz rate, guys, it's problematic. Hell of a job yesterday. And by the way, if anybody, just lay your sword down on the Goff thing, all right? You got an unbelievable quarterback. This dude is playing like Drew Brees in his prime. League average is about 64% completion rate. This dude's at 71, and these aren't checkdowns.
That's the difference. Yeah, it's not just, crazy. Oh, a little screen pass here, dump off to the running back, wheel right. No, deep down the field, accurate.
Go ahead, David.
Well, I wonder if they think that you all are being negative after a win. I wonder if they think their own coach is being negative.
Okay.
Here's Justin Rogers. Dan Campbell said all three of his coordinators had outstanding game plans, but if there was an area of improvement needed, it was how long they asked their coverage to hold up, acknowledging need more edge pressure. Quote, we'll figure it out. Then he goes on to say, quote, we need just a little bit more. So take that for what it's worth.
No, I think Dan Campbell is an adult, and he's got a very big football brain, and he understands after looking at the film, and after looking at data, the analytics we're quoting are real. They come from real places, and football people value them. He knows. He knows he can't. And by the way, I think he knew, and that's why they did the ridiculous fake punt. And it's not, oh, you only complain when it doesn't work. No. I don't like it when he's done it on 4th and 11, and it does work. 4th and 7, that early in a game. I think part of it is they knew.
Yes. I think both things can be true. They knew. I call for that pregame. I'm like, Campbell has to take more chances in this game because he knows his defense is not the same thing. So the best way to help out your defense is possession and keep the ball. And if you're going to do that, you do it early enough in the game that it, when it failed, and it did, it didn't cost you. It cost you a touchdown. It wasn't late in the game. You still had enough time to recuperate from that. But I expected more gambling from him, because you got to take some of the pressure off this defense.
Well, and now you know, all right, well, here's what it looked like against a good football team. I don't think anyone thinks Minnesota's a Super Bowl team. I think we thought they were good. Okay. We think they're a pain in the ass because they had gotten off to a ridiculous start. But here's what I would compare it to. Playing the way the Lions played yesterday defensively is the football equivalent of pitching chaos.
It is.
It's cute, but it isn't sustainable.
And I would look at the going for it on fourth down. Here's the only problem. I think it's because you've gone for it so many times that Minnesota wasn't fooled. If this was like your first time doing it, it would have worked. But you saw the Minnesota, they're lining up and pointing and like, nope, nobody move, nobody do anything. Make sure the ball is kicked. And the second it was snapped, boom.
Yeah, there's no scenario I'm trying to block a punt against the Lions. I'm just going to stand there.
Yes, exactly.
David, go ahead, buddy.
Holmes had pick 28 last year and turned that into Arnold. Those picks aren't useless. However, I would make the trade. Okay. Why is Trey Hendrickson not being talked about more on the last year of his deal, and the Bengals are cooked? That's the deal I want to make.
You need the Bengals to lose games. You know, if the Giants had done their job and beaten them 2 weeks ago, it might be a different conversation. Instead, the Bengals look at it as, we were razor close and gave away 2 games against the Commanders and Ravens, and we just won the last 2 weeks. I'm not telling you I don't think they're cooked either, guys. But again, pick up the phone and ask. Unlike other hosts at the station, I'm not going to get angry at you for that. No, you have every right. Throw names out. When you're in a win-at-all-cost mode and you are there, I'm fine if you want to dream. I don't understand getting mad about it. It's not like anyone's calling up and saying, trade for Patrick Mahomes. All right, that's just stupid.
And you got a better quarterback.
Well, actually, yes, right now. I think Mahomes is playing awful. So, yeah. Yes, I shoot for the stars, man.
Rico, here's your vocal minority. Mike Rico, the defense basically had held them to two touchdowns. One of the touchdowns was the defensive touchdown, and the other was a short field after a terrible call to do a fake punt. The defense is just fine.
Okay, and you're a moron with limited intellect and no understanding of football.
Here's the thing.
Fine, though, and I hope you have a great day. But you don't get to do that crap. You had the same amount of yards, rushing, passing, first downs, third down conversions, TOP, the whole thing. You needed a field. The structure of a game is you don't get to re-adjudicate bad things that happen to you and then ignore bad things that happen to opponent. Mm-hmm. Minnesota moved the football. You moved the football. You had a catastrophe of a turnover that resulted directly in a touchdown. Minnesota had two catastrophes, one of which was Brian Branch going Spider-Man. The other was Sam Darnold and the receivers screwing up the most important play of the game. You don't get do-overs. Your pressure data is what it is. Your coach is telling you it's real.
Right there. Of all the things you said back there to David, I'll accept that text because it's coming from the vocal minority. When Dan Campbell sees what I see, then maybe some things are going to get done. Because this, I promise you, it looks great. And it's going to look even better on Sunday, whether Kenny wants to believe it or not. It's fool's gold. It's fugazi. It will be the detriment of your team if you believe you can finish the rest of your season with the defensive line that you have now, because you have a lot of quarterbacks to play. You're sitting on top, but this, you haven't even hit the halfway point of the season. You have to bring in somebody else.
Here's another one. Do you want us to go pull the audio of the 17 times Greg Olsen was belaboring the fact that your pass rush was awful, that you couldn't get any pressure? That even though you were blitzing, you weren't getting pressure. Mm-hmm. Again, you can hate Rico and I don't care. Do you hate Greg Olsen?
Yeah. Because let's just say you make it to the Super Bowl and the worst team you probably want to play is probably the Ravens, because they'll eat you alive. They can run the ball. You saw what happened last year when you played them and they didn't have Derrick Henry. Just saying. You got to go and do something.
So negative. David, go ahead. I know. Look, you can be thrilled about the win. I am. But I'm more convinced than ever 2 weeks from tomorrow, we gotta make a trade. We need some help.
Rich and Shelby is wondering, Rico, if you have any more BOGO deals, because he wants Za'Darius Smith and Myles Garrett.
No. Your BOGO deal is going to be the Titans. That's it.
I think it's the largest spread we've seen in the NFL this year, isn't it?
It's one of.
Isn't I've seen 12?
No, I saw 10.5 just now. Unless it's been back
I don't
down.
Think I've seen 10.5 so far this season.
I saw 10.5. I want to say it was Niners-Rams. It was Niners-Rams, but okay, that didn't work out.